Chapter 3.
Stand by to break orbit. Separatist vessels incoming. Sorry, General Kenobi, but we're under fire. You're on your own. Admiral Yularen, withdrawing Jedi cruiser Resolute from Christophsis orbit.
Throne room of Jabba's palace, Tatooine.
It was never a good idea to show weakness in front of the hired help. Once they realized that you could suffer just like them, they got ideas above their station. And the last thing Jabba needed right now was to lose his iron grip on his empire. He was permanence, stability, the unspoken law on Tatooine. Fretting was out of the question. Jabba kept his despair and fears for Rata hidden behind a barrier of contemptuous anger. He worked hard at the act of lounging on his dais, snacking on gorogs from a jar of brine, even though he'd lost his appetite.
The slices, Lord Jabba.
A tech droid and his human associate, hackers for hire, were ushered in by a Gamorrean guard to stand in front of the throne.
Master Gaib and TKO.
Jabba waited the requisite number of beats before paying them visible attention. He swallowed a gorog headfirst with slow care, slurping the legs as they slipped over his lips, something that always seemed to repel other species. It appeared to work on the one called Gaib. His eyes widened for a telling fraction of a second. At least he didn't look away.
Report,
Jabba said casually. He clutched at every shred of information. He couldn't pass a minute without trying to imagine where Rata was at that moment, whether he was afraid or hungry or even still alive. Did humans understand this? Did they realize that when you lived for 1,000 years, when your child was you, the product of your genes alone, and not something you could carelessly recreate over and over like their fast breeding species, that your child was the entire future? He doubted it. They were such temporary things, humans. They only understood today.
You have found something.
It wasn't a question. It was a command. Gaib nudged the droid.
TK, show Lord Jabba.
Air traffic control records,
TKO said. He had a polished dome like an R2 unit. A small cylinder extended from the rim to project a holochart onto the inlaid tiles, where a star system magnified, resolving into a sun and a circling planet. One highlighted itself with a pulsing red glow.
Comlink relay records, medical databank accesses, correlating all that, which took some processing, I might add, leads us to the planet Teth.
Jabba had expected some lengthier explanation. He'd paid for it.
You deduced that from what, exactly?
Ships leaving Tatooine at the estimated time,
Gaib cut in.
We acquired the outgoing comlink records on all the main holonet nodes within a day's flight time. What pinned it down was checking access requests to the Galactic All-Species Self-Help Database.
He paused, looking as if he were measuring his next sentence to see if it was long enough to hang him.
We hacked the access logs on that, too. It's a Republic health resource. TK examined all the requests for information on hot health and illnesses.
We rarely sicken,
Jabba said slowly.
Well, we never said the hot file was an extensive one.
Their line of inquiry was troubling Jabba.
Why would you even look there? Why a database for the sick?
How many beings know how to take care of a hot baby?
Gaib said.
Except a hut, and no hut would cross you, right? So the first thing you would do if you kidnap a baby is worry about keeping it alive and well. You need to check what's normal if they start, doing whatever hut babies do. Crying, being sick.